This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, thank you very much, Sean Blint, Carl DeBar with you here at Nokomis Junior Senior High School. And it is a wicked day. A preview of tomorrow. We are jumping right into it. They decided to move along with the preliminaries because it just looks like that storm could show up early. But the weather deteriorating as we speak. Lincolnwood battling Nokomis here today. The Lancers come in at 5-3, 1-0 in the conference. And Nokomis trying to find their way, 2-5. And leading off will be Morgan Cowdery. Cowdery fouls a pitch off down in the count, and a swing and a miss. And Cowdery will open up, striking out to open up. Cowdery ahead of Avery Pope and Paige Rainwater. Pope stands in, right-handed batter. On the mound today, Jade Gannett for Nokomis. Wines fires pitch outside. Catches the corner. 0-1. I like that scoreboard, Carl. It's
close.
Huge, yeah, huge balls and strikes. I like it. Into Nokomis colors. Here she shows bunt. This one will foul against the screen out of the reach of the catcher of record today. Catcher Emma Hill going back to the screen, good hustle, and suddenly Pope down to an 0-2 count in the hole. We'll try to get something going for the Lancers here. Wines fires, swing and a miss. Quickly two down, and well, Nokomis setting the right tone, and certainly Jade is the go-to girl for that.
Yeah, Jade's looked sharp so far. She's thrown strikes, and that's always the key in any ball game.
Paige Rainwater trying to make it rain here, trying to get the offense cranking here in the top of the first inning. No score. First pitch outside. 1-0. Rainwater up on deck. Sydney Glick. Emma Hill, Jade Gannett, your battery mates. Infielder, third base, Carly Wanger, Gracelyn DeWerf at short. Haley Engelman at second. Waving a miss there, Reagan Jonas at first. 1-1 the count. Straightaway stance close to the plate. Rocks, fires, and just couldn't get on the same page with that pitch. Swing and comes up empty. It's 1-2. And Jade has really razored through things here early. Pitch outside just off the corner. So we have Carl with us. I'm here. We also have our studio audience as we're on the bench here, but also our other special guest, Mother Nature, because you're going to hear the winds howling all afternoon.
A lot of wind today.
Here comes the 2-2. And boy, it took that one. That was a wicked pitch on the outside corner. That was a tough one. And just like that, Nokomis goes 1-2-3. Good tone setter here early.
Very good tone, and two strikeouts right there. So she's looking sharp early pitching for Nokomis.
No score headed to the bottom of the first. Nokomis and Lincolnwood are scoreless. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, Nokomis will go to work on offense. Emma Snedden will lead things off. Addison Dangbar on deck. Haley Engelman, the three hitter this inning. And jumping on the first pitch, Emma down the left field line, foul. And a wind out of the south southeast at 17 miles an hour. And the wind gets a little more adventurous than that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's just stopping at that 17 miles per hour on the average. It's gussying up a little higher than that.
Paige Rainwater on the hill for Lincolnwood. Ashley Walton, her battery mate, the backstop here today. Desi Pitchford at third, Avery Pope at short, Gia Walker at second, Brissa Webb at first. Outfield, Taryn Milberg in left, Sydney Glick in center, and Shelby Hattenbeck in right. So left-handed batter Snedden stands in, slightly open stance. swing and a miss. Boy, she meant business on that swing. 0-2 count. We might just have one of those duels out here, Carl.
So far we have.
This one fouled out of play. And dies before it can be, a boost to the economy. Unfortunately, for the auto body business, no vehicles were harmed. 0-2. Pitch upstairs, and I'm sure some of our fine sponsors were drooling a little bit. Got in that public address work with the broken glass cliche every time there was a foul ball hit. Here's a pitch downstairs. And the count shifts to 2-2. It just takes concentration to stand steady out there. Much less, throw a softball at a considerable amount of speed. Here's a shot up the box. We'll play for the second baseman. And a quick 4-3 put out. Nicely handled there by Walker. Addison Dangbar, multi-sports star, right-handed batter. Again, almost open stance, not quite. She closes it as the pitch approaches. First pitch outside from Rainwater. Trying to get these games in. I know tomorrow's not. Here's a pitch upstairs and outside. Tomorrow's
a non-likely game.
Tomorrow's game is it's not a drill. Getting ready for some pretty significant weather tomorrow. It's given we're going to get something. 2-0 count. Here's a pitch downstairs, and you never know. We don't know what's going on between the ears if she's just being careful. But Rainwater's had pretty good command, so to one batter, and we'll see the 3-0 count. Here's a shot back to the screen. That's a help. You know, you wish that you could pass the pace of high school softball onto the major leagues. Man, it's just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is a fun game to watch. It's quick. Action happens fast, like that.
Here comes the 2-2 delivery, swing and a miss. And, we don't use the term changing speeds as much in softball, but, boy, it certainly happens.
Yeah, a girl that has a good changeup can really screw up with a lot of hitters. Some, and you just see certain hitters, they just can't handle that changeup. They're not expecting it, they just can't handle it.
Quickly, two down, and that will bring up Paige Rainwater, fouls it over the Nokomis faithful and into the parking lot. That's a great workout, chasing those foul balls. And I would hate to deprive someone, so you have at it, buddy.
And make him give them back, Sean.
That's fortunate. It's hard enough to cover these expenses. Here's a swing and a miss at a pitch downstairs. 1-1 to count. Bottom of the first, no score so far. No base runners so far. And this pitch in there at the knees. Boy, that was wicked. 1-2, so Rainwater recovers nicely from the last batter, and now one pitch away from getting out of this inning. Here it comes, the swing, and coming up empty. And boy, clinic in pitching here. A couple of strikeouts on each side, and in fact, with three strikeouts there in that half inning, so strikes out the side. Nicely done. As we have no score after one inning to play. Back with inning number two after this. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And Sean Blint and Carl DeBar back with you here. Boy, it is a handful today as we are seeing the players, battle the wind. And, we haven't seen a lot of balls out in the outfield, just foul balls so far. But you can already tell that the ball is going to have a mind of its own out there.
Yeah, so far we haven't had any adventures because no one's really put any contact on the ball, hardly.
So here we go to the cleanup hitter in the Lincolnwood lineup. And that is Sidney Glick, the center fielder. It's a nice shot to left field. And did she catch it on the fly? She did. Boy, that was a nice piece of defense, because that thing just all of a sudden, the wind must have taken a big bite out of it, because it just died like a plane that lost sudden altitude.
Yeah, that was just right off the grass. So she made a good recovery with it. Like you say, the wind killed that ball out in the outfield into left.
So let's see what the number five hitter can do. And that's Taryn Milberg. Swing and a miss. No, actually catches a piece, and it will go back to the screen. So this game moving along pretty quickly here. One down, top of the second, no score, no base runners so far. Milberg. Now she has a closed stance, reminds me of my favorite slugger Jack Clark. I always loved that, like he just looked like a bullfighter or something. And just dared the pitcher to come at him. Takes a look. And a strike here, where you have a 1-1 count. Here's a swing and nothing. Comes up empty there, 1-2. This is a pitching clinic on both sides so far. Boy, and I mean, a pretty nice rope there by Glick. It was just unbelievable. It was cruel the way that one died. Here, a pitch just off the corner, 2-2. On deck, Ashley Walton. Number 8 in orange and black makes me think of Cal Ripken. That's a beautiful thing. There's a shot. This one beyond the reach of the infielder on the, the third base and shortstop. This is going to be one of those slow rollers. And sure enough, we have our first base runner of the afternoon.
Yeah, Wagner at third made a pretty good attempt and just nipped her glove, but once she didn't field it cleanly, you knew the shortstop wasn't going to have time to make a throw to first.
So here's Walton with one down and a runner on. Pitch downstairs, 1-0. Lots of glare. No sun, but you need the sunglasses anyway. It's like UV city out here. Here comes the 1-0 delivery. Shot to shallow center. Should play for the center fielder. And the runner will retreat to first, 2 down. And again, that glare, now it's a little easier for the outfielders facing it away from the sun. But I have to think, when they look up, it's going to be a little tricky. Now we have Marissa Webb standing in there. Here's a pitch. Right in, belt high. For strike number 1. Lincolnwood in their white uniforms, orange numerals, black trim on the sides, orange sleeves, pretty slick looking uniform, black pants, orange socks. And a swing and a miss.
Looked late on that swing, didn't she?
Yeah. Fooled on that one. And Gannett a strike away from getting out of the top of the second. Here's a shot to the fence. Gives that little 3D theater effect for the Nokomis faithful. Pretty good turnout on both sides here. Yeah, closed stance, got that whole, I dare you. It's almost like, pardon me for talking to the older part of the audience, but it's almost like that Robert Conrad battery commercial, God rest his soul, I dare you to knock this off my shoulder, I dare you. Here's a shot to right with a drop, just inside the line, maybe. Yes. just inside. That was a close one. Hard to read because that was beyond where I could see the chalk, but dropped it down nicely just inside the line. And we have a couple of runners on, trying to get something going here with two outs. And that will bring up Desi Pitchford. Pitchford, the number 7 hitter. Takes a pitch on the outside corner. RBI situation here for Lincolnwood, trying to get on the scoreboard first. This time, right-handed batter with an open stance. Here's a pitch low and inside. And a runner will take the jump to second. So now runners at second and third. Two runners in scoring position now for Lincolnwood. 1-1 count. Pitch in there for a called strike. Right in there in that knee territory on the outside corner. That's a tough one. Baseball, softball, video games, esports, any scenario. That's a tough one. Atari 2600, you name it. So here comes the 1-2. This one high. Upstairs. And nice job by Hill to handle it and still be in attack mode. Walker on deck, and a wave and a miss. Another tough pitch upstairs and outside, and nice job by Gannett to get out of a two-on jam. We'll head to the bottom of the second. No score from Nokomis, as Nokomis and Lincolnwood battling here on a Tuesday. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And welcome back, Sean Blint, Carl DeBar. We are back to action here on this Tuesday, and Nokomis going to work here. Left-handed batter up there. Boy, it looked like she hit that with authority, and right for you talk about a warning shot to the opposition, right on the N, the Nokomis N logo. That was a weapon of mass destruction. So quickly down 0-1, and then looks at, now they will call it just out of the zone. Count evens at 1-1. But boy, a vicious swing in the left-handed batter. Trying to even things up here. But yeah, they are even. Foul ball going on the left side. Boy, that ball was on an adventure. Bailey Casser ready up there. After a long half of the inning for Lincolnwood, she hits a little grounder to second. Hits it on the nose and a 4-3 put out, I do believe. Good hustle there. But the defense takes care of business. Now moving to the number 5 hitter, Emma Hill. Right-handed batter. Wave and a miss. Well, she goes up there pumping.
Page already 2 strikeouts in a small game.
Here's another shot. This one headed back into the parking lot, and some car got it. I'm going to have to check. That might have been in my territory, but I'll tell you what, the heart of this lineup means business. Pitch upstairs and outside. Staying alive at a 1-2 count. Delivery on the way.
Another shot.
This one going straight back. You know, that's always good because it keeps the crowd alert.
Keeps them alert. Of course, then sometimes you run out of the softballs. Delay the game.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe foul ball warning. 1-2. Oh, there's a mean shot to shallow center. Line drive single. Emma Hill reaches first hit of the day for the Redskins.
Both teams got a hit now. So the pitchers are no, we don't have to worry about saying they're throwing a no-hitter now anymore.
Now we have Reagan Jonas standing in there. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Pitch out. And on the count 1-0, from the batter's perspective anyway, winds, fires upstairs, maybe a tad outside, 2-0. Ashley Walton is feisty back there as a catcher, kind of got that yachty attitude. It's like first base is a no-fly zone. Here's a swing and a miss.
That's a good sinking pitch there.
Well, Walton, there's just no hesitation. Gets the ball, doesn't take a moment to think. She's just ready to go. So, 2-1 count. Pitch over the heart of the plate. And things even up at 2-2. Runner on, one out, no score in the bottom of the second. Jonas looks at a pitch outside, and we'll have a payoff pitch coming up next. Big moment here as Nokomis tries to make some noise. Lincolnwood threatened with runners on second and third in the top of the second. Now Nokomis trying to, here's a vicious pitch. And this one was, hard to get a good swing around on that one. Wave and a miss, and that was, you can't do any better on a payoff pitch than that.
You can't at all. As a batter went for it, but the good break went down low and away, and strikeout number three for Rainwater.
So here's Yaros now. Two down and a runner at first. Fouls it out of play. And I'm telling you what, if you're counting your steps and you're the designated foul ball chaser, you're getting your week's workout today. 0-1. Pitch downstairs inside. Boy, and Walton would have had a great throw, I think, but just sometimes you get the ball in a spot where you're behind a batter and couldn't throw immediately.
That pretty much assumed the deal that it was going to be easy steal because she kind of got a little tangled up with the batter a little bit.
About the only thing she would have achieved is testing the strength of the batting helmet. We'd rather they do that in the testing labs and not with. All right, here's another shot behind the fence. And again, with a little help from the wind, I think the auto bodies, the auto glass business, might get a boost today. So 1-2 with two down, trying to keep the inning alive. Here's a shot to center, right center at that. And this one drifts and drifts, and it's drifting out of here. Wow, that one took a life of its own.
I don't know if the wind helped that one too much, though. Sean is kind of against it to a point, but it does blow out to that side of the field a little bit.
Wow. She got a hold of that one, and it was hard for me to read initially, but it was strong on its own merits, but put that one upstairs, and Aubrey gets a round tripper to put Nokomis on the board first, going over right center. And, you know, at the very end, it was clear the outfielder realized she didn't have a chance as that one sailed out of there. 2-0, Nokomis. Oh, here's another mean shot. Jade Gannett standing in there, swinging away. Laser beam to the left side, out of play. Oh, and one, two out homer for Nokomis. They jump on the board first. Swing and a miss. Boy, power versus power. That is not the wallflower at the dance kind of number eight hitter up there. That left-handed batter brings her A game. Pitch low and outside. Rainwater's thrown a great game, but suffers a two-run blow there. Rainwater delivers this one just above the letters, goes to 2-2. Two-two offering, stroke to the pitcher, and Rainwater will take care of business. The old 1-3 put out. But two runs on the board as Abriaros goes yard. Nokomis jumps on top, 2-0 after two. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, Sean Belint, Carl DeBar with you here. And, boy, things got interesting. A big blast to put Nokomis on top, 2-0. And certainly... Lincolnwood ready to get down to business here as we have the 9, 10, and 1 hitters on the way. Leading off here is Jaya Walker, and she jumps on the first pitch. Fielded by the pitcher. Boy, a great play by Gannett, ranging to her right to come up with that, and gets a nice put out there.
As a pitcher, you definitely want to throw strikes after the team gives you a nice 2-run lead.
So here comes Shelby Hattenbach. Looks at the first pitch outside. Number 12, the number 10 hitter here today. Open stance. It's a shot. Right side out of play. Nokomis in their black uniforms, white numerals, white trim of the shoulders, and black pants. And you got to have some red. They've got the red socks and the occasional sweatband. Here comes the 1-1. This one grounded to third, and that will move across the chalk. And that will put her in a 1-2 hole. So one down. And Lincolnwood trying to provide some opportunities for the top of the order here. Here's Gannett with a 1-2. This one downstairs, 2-2. Again, the sun up there just...
Called her out on a... I thought you kind of check swing. They appealed first and strikeout.
So goodbye. Unexpected sudden visit to the dugout. Another strikeout racked up in this one. And we're back to the top of the order. Two outs. Here's a swing and a miss, 0-1. Morgan Cowdery, part of a 1-2-3 inning, the first time up. That was There's a shot to center.
Yes!
And just out of the reach of the center fielder, that will drop for a single.
Yeah, this is Avery.
Oh, man. Avery Pope, I apologize. So Avery Pope reaching there. Rainwater stands in. Looks at ball one. Here comes the 1-0 delivery. A pitch away, 2-0. Paige struck out her first time up. Looks at a 2-0. Hits this one strong to center. And this one is hit a ton. And it's leaving the yard. We have a tie ball game. Paige Rainwater, boy, she got around on that one. You could hear some oomph on it. I wish we had the parabolic mic guy, but they don't look too fondly having a guy stand behind the catcher.
Tell you that ball got up in the air, and the wind's just going to push it to more to right field, but it really doesn't seem to affect it too much because we got a crosswind. The only bad field to hit it to is really it's left field too, the way the wind's blowing.
So two-run homers, both of them with two outs in this contest. Now Sidney Glick, left-handed batter. Closed stance, number 21, looking to get another round of batters going. Looks at ball one. Pitch just above the letters, 2-0. Offering. This one stroked foul.
You got it, Sid.
I think I heard a little metal there.
Don't know what kind. I'm not sure if it was a shed or a vehicle.
We ought to turn that into some kind of like bingo game, you know. Well, Chrysler 22. Ford 19.
Yep.
Here we go. Fouled back to the fence. I don't think that'd be a real popular game, again, unless you're in the auto body business. All right, deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-2 score. I couldn't get more twos on the board if I tried. Pitch upstairs. Well, that adds a 3 to the mix. Payoff pitch on the way. Maybe Jennifer Graham can cue up Little Deuce Coop between innings. 3-2 on the way. Here's Gunnett. This one fouled back to the screen and disassembles the screen a little bit. Knocks the bar loose. That's your little Paul Bunyan moment there. Put that in a scrapbook. Actually improves our view. I appreciate it.
Better angle. Better angle.
She was thinking of us. How kind. Ah, here's a wave and a miss. Down on strikes, but a 2-run blast. We are tied at 2 after 3. Nokomis and Lincolnwood battling here on a Tuesday. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, we're back to action. Carly Wanger up there to lead things off for Nokomis. Carly, the number 9 hitter. Looks at a pitch upstairs and outside, and we even up at 1-1. Oh, Mother Nature. You didn't have to impress me. I already was impressed. showing her fury here this afternoon. Here's a pitch, a wave, and a miss, 1-2. They get 2-2.
Nice.
A pitch outside and swing and a miss, and she's down on strikes. Up to the top of the order here in the bottom of the third. Here's a shot jumping on the first pitch and lining it to shallow center. That's Snedden. Snedden gets her first hit of the afternoon. That will bring up Dangbar. One on, one out. It's always an adventure, the spring sports, isn't it?
Well, weather is always an adventure in Illinois, I think.
Pitch outside, 1-0. Nice. Here's a shot. Hit foul right side. An arriving fan made like a nice goalie butterfly kick save in hockey terms.
Obviously a Blues fan there.
Yeah, that one might have gone all the way back to the gym without his assistance. Here's another pitch outside, 2-1. You know, it's a strange day when half the fun is watching the foul balls.
Or the home runs today.
Yeah.
That's all we've had is two blasts, two-run homers.
2-1 pitch on the way outside upstairs. 3-1. And I always wondered, you know, usually you wouldn't think an athlete thinks too much about a wind, but I wonder when they were back on the hill, the pre-Bob Gibson hill, if that kind of threw you off a little bit. Here's a pitch. Just catching the strike zone at the knees. 3-2.
Remember Candlestick. Talk about wind. I do believe that did blow a pitcher off the mound once.
What numbers would Willie Mays have if he didn't move there? 3-2.
Oh, shot.
Here's a nice shot to right center. This one drilled to the fence.
Could be.
And one runner may score. They'll dig in for three. Another run on the board. Nokomis back on top. Stand-up triple. Boy, that was a mean shot. That was a laser out there.
Good shot. It just split the outfielders perfectly, which they both pretty much got to the ball at the same time. By the time they threw it, though, good running and easy triple and an RBI.
3-2 RBI triple for Dangbar here in the bottom of the third. Pitch inside to Haley Engelman. Struck out her first time up. Boy, she is not shy when it comes to the plate. Pitch inside, low and inside. Count evens up at 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 offering. This one chopped to the pitcher. And Rainwater takes a look to third, keeps the runner honest, throws to first. Nice defensive mound work there.
Rainwater made sure that runner didn't break for home.
So two down. And Bailey stands in there. Bailey sets her ready. Pitch gets into dirt. Great job again by Walton to keep the softball honest. And I have to think if there's one job that's a little tougher today, of course the outfield is obvious. Anywhere in the field, but the catcher, that's a little more difficulty I think that people realize on a day like this. 1-0. Here's a pitch, boy. That one dribbles under the Lincolnwood bus there. Panhandle School District. 1-1 to count. Pitch just above the letters 2-1. Nokomis up by 1 with 2 down. We've seen the majority of the runs today with 2 outs. All but 1. Pitch low and away. And 3-1 count. Run number 4, 80 feet away. As Bailey could be selective here. Pitch in there for a called strike, payoff pitch on the way. Big moment here. Rainwater gets back up there. Right-hander looks to the, looks plateward, delivers, and that will be ball number 4.
Didn't look like she wanted to take that base.
Hey, I just wanted to swing away. Runners at the corners now. That may be, I believe, our first walk of the afternoon on both sides.
It is. Both pitchers done a good job. They've been bitten by the long ball. 2 homers, 1 for each side, and, well, a triple. Drove home another run.
You know, with 2 outs, another 4th out in play, I don't know if that's a bad thing. Of course, it can be, but we'll find out in moments. Here's a pitch downstairs in the strike zone. And the throw gets away from the third baseman. And one runner will score. And I don't know if you really can call that a catcher's error, because I'd have to look at it again, but it almost looked like the runner and the third base, they were kind of on a collision course. And it was just one of those awkward plays.
But usually on those plays, you put on an error just because you got it.
Yeah, Dangbar comes home. Now another runner at third. As Emma Hill stands in there, Nokomis on top 4-2. They'd like to break this open. Here's a shot. Mile high. Should play for the right fielder, who comes into the rim of the infield, makes the play, and that one had a life of its own. Boy, big play there.
Yeah, hard to keep that one in your sights because it was getting blown around a little.
Well done by Shelby, 4-2 after 3 complete. Top of the 4th coming up. Nokomis leading, Lincolnwood 4-2. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, Taryn Milberg will lead things off as Lincolnwood will try to rally after taking the lead first. Nokomis with 4 unanswered runs in this contest. Pair of 2-run blasts, and first pitch is well out of the zone, upstairs and outside, 1-0. And Gannett escaping. This is huge now when you look back. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Here's a pitch. Boy, that was just off the inside corner, 2-0.
Well, she's done it by the strikeout a lot. She's got 6 strikeouts and hasn't walked a batter in this game.
Milberg back into the batter's box. Here's a shot back to the screen. That's, again, a thing I like about the girls' game. They're not, you know, some of these guys get out of the batter's box, and it's like they're Michelangelo. They're going to paint something in Rome, and then, I'll get back to the plate eventually. Here we go, 2-1. Here's a shot to center. This one good for a single. Hit that one with authority, right on the nose.
When you think about every hit in this game has been well hit. Hard line drives, and of course, the 2 home runs and the triple.
Yeah, on the hits and homers, no one's gotten cheated. That's for sure. They've given those yellow balls a workout. I don't imagine they look as pristine as they did at 4:25 this afternoon. Ashley Walton stands in there. Tying run. Pitch upstairs. Got the face protection. 2-0 count. Here's a pop up to third, and that one's hauled in by Wanger. So one down, one on here in the top of the fourth. You know, with all this abbreviation craziness, I'm just relieved we don't hear T4 or B5. Everything's abbreviated now.
Oh, no doubt.
Here's a shot fielded. Oh, double play unassisted. Yeah, took the Gannett gets the liner, throws to first. And again, that's just, you talk about, like we say it in law enforcement and military and firework, falling back on your training. And that's what she did as a pitcher. Unassisted double play of beauty.
And didn't take no time for her to fire it over to first for that double play.
So, Lincolnwood hoping to cut into that two-run deficit, suffering a blow there on a nice defensive play to close it out. We'll head on to the bottom of the fourth as Nokomis holding on to a 4-2 lead. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And Jonas will lead off for the Redskins. Chops at a couple of balls, foul, and down on a count 0-2. Looks at a pitch outside, and it's 1-2. Yeah, she's not exactly shy. She attacks that softball. This one fouled out of play. So, of course, we have the yellow softball. The spirit of Charlie Finley lives on in the softball games. I wonder how that would work as a baseball. I mean, I know people say, don't mess with the white ball. It's tradition. But
they're messing with a lot of other stuff in baseball, so what's the difference?
Yeah. And I'm pitch outside, 2-2. I know I try to use a colored golf ball because I always lose my golf balls and hold up play on the course. It's not pretty.
Really, wouldn't the big advantage be just not get losing it in the lights?
Here's one off the top of the screen. And I thought we were going to have another bar knocked loose. Still 2-2. What an afternoon. The dirt's really swirling around right now. Got a little dirt devil. Here's a mean shot to center field. And this one, center fielder retreats. And adios. That was a wicked shot. And, 0-2 count. She was aggressive and yet patient at the same time. That's not easy to do.
She didn't swing at bad pitches, and that's the key. But boy, she lined that thing. It was out of here in what, a second and a half, 2 seconds? It was a line drive out of here.
Yeah, that one was not long for this world. So Jonas with a solo homer, third homer between the clubs here today. Aubrey back in there. And it's a shot. Too hot to handle for the second baseman, Walker. I'd call it a single. Your thoughts?
Oh, that'd be a single. Just because she went down to one knee trying to field that ball, and it just got fired so fast.
So Nokomis now with a three-run edge. That was mean, and I'm still adjusting my eyes back to the 250-foot concept. and I'll get the exact dimensions out here, but
suitably 200 around, I do believe, all the way around. Most softball, they 200 there, 200, they're all 200.
So here we go with a 0-1 count.
There's some that are 195, but most of them are around that 200 all the time.
Yeah. Pitch upstairs, 101. I only think I managed one homer in slow pitch softball at the 250 mark, and unfortunately it was in practice.
But people seen it, right? So it still counted in that respect.
My ex-girlfriend, she left anyway. Here's the pitch, low and away. Yeah, I thought it was my moment as a Titan, but I guess she was underwhelmed, 2-1. But there may have been other things, though. I did a lot of underwhelming things, 2-1.
Things happen.
Well, statute of limitations, that's the beauty. 2-1 count. Blowing outside. 3-1. Here's a grounder. First baseman offers at it. A little out of her reach, and then second baseman tries to haul it in, and it makes its way out to the outfield. And a slow roller, so the runners advance easy. And by the time the ball comes back to the infield, the runners move to second and third. I guess you'd call it a double, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could. It was a C&I ground ball. It just been between the first baseman and second baseman. But then the throw over to third allowed the other runner to get to second. Took it on the throw, we should say.
So, McComas in business here is Carly Wenger. Struck on her last time up. We'll try to make some noise here at the bottom of the order. And the bad news for the Lancers, nobody out so far.
Yeah, most of our runs, I think we're scored with two outs in this game.
Here comes a pitch, swing and a miss.
Page has three strikeouts, just the one walk in the game. She could use that fourth strikeout right here.
Yeah. Here comes the 1-1. Fouled out of play. Well, all of the diamonds busy out here today, whether it's high school baseball, softball, or youth players on the other diamonds out here. Nice to see the interest in baseball in this town. Here's a pitch that's downstairs, 2-2. Because this isn't the kind of day that just makes you scream, I got to go out to the diamond today.
Though tomorrow's not likely, so you better go out today.
2-2 pitch is fouled back behind the screen. And, yeah, if you're out playing on the diamonds tomorrow, we're going to have a conversation. 2-2 count. Nobody out at this point. And here's a shot. Almost fielded cleanly by the first base coach. Runners at second and third. Yaros on third. Gannett at second. And Wenger with a 2-2 count. And 2-2 on its way outside. Count goes full. Rainwater looking to get out of a jam. Toughest spot. I mean, it may sound weird, but, you know, when there are five runs on the board, but really probably your toughest spot of the day. You know, those are just two-run blasts with two outs where Lincoln Woods seemed to have the upper hand, and Comas delivered in the clutch. 3-2 pitch, a huge one here for Lincolnwood. Downstairs, and throw in all of your bases loaded cliches. Pick your favorite. Ducks on the pond, sacks jammed. They need a new one, don't they?
I come up with a new one.
I'm sure there's a new one, but I can't stand to watch Sports Center because I'm a crabby old man.
I'm going to have a little talk with our pitcher rainmaker here and try and sell her down. She's kind of in a jam, obviously, with the bases loaded. And you don't want to get any bigger lead than they have right now at Nokomis, 5-2.
Yeah, back to the top of the order, Emma Sneddon standing in. She singled and scored her last time up. Yeah, right now, 3-run deficit, that's manageable. You could do something with that.
Don't get it out of the infield. And it's not, if it is hit at right, one of the infielders, they'll have a good chance to just throw home for that force out.
So, a huge moment in this contest. And Emma Sneddon. Looks at a pitch outside. That one low and away, 1-0. Left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Here's a chop to the pitcher. Throws home for one out. And to first. Oh, wow. Nicely done. In the words of Len Berry, 1-2-3.
Perfect scenario, actually. The pitcher is, of course, the closest infielder, so one right back to her, to home, to first, and our second double play of the game, one by each team.
Sometimes the pitcher's got to be your own best friend. Pitcher's best friend, a double play, and two down. Yes. And, boy, it looks like Rainwater has new life now. Just got a little extra bounce in her step as she delivers. That shot fouled back out of play. I didn't expect to bring the name Len Berry up today, but, you know, anytime. Now if we can get the Illini band to do Hey Baby again. What's Bruce's name? I forget. Here's a pitch in there at the letters, I believe. 0-1. Dangbar tripled and scored last time up. Hit a mean shot. Here's a shot just out of the reach of the first baseman, and that will drive home another run.
Well, she couldn't quite get out of the jam completely, and that one just one of those little flares that no one can get to.
RBI single, 6-2, Nokomis now. Stacking on there now, a Haley Engelman, number three hitter. And trying to get her first hit of the afternoon with two down. Runner at third. Takes a look at strike one, runner advances to second. Second and third. On the way. Here's a shot. Will it stay fair? No, it goes foul.
Good job, Paige.
A little soft tapper halfway to first. And we'll do it again. 1-1 count, two down. Well, I mean, they just hustle, you know. There's like hustles back to the batter's box, grabs the bat. You don't need all this Rob Manfred madness. Just put the girls out there as advisors to MLB. Here's a shot to second. The second baseman can't grab it in time. Throw to first. Not in time. The runner then will make a jump from third and scoot across for run number seven. Tough break there after that huge double play by Rainwater.
Yeah, really our first obvious error of the game, and it was a costly one.
So, 7-2 the score now, 8-2 make that. There's a shot right to third as Bailey hops on the pitch, and we're out of the inning. But Nokomis blows this one open with four runs, now leading 8-2 after four complete over the Lincolnwood Lancers. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Well, that was a tough inning there, tough half inning for Lincolnwood. It looked like they were ready to keep this game close, and then things took a turn for the worse. Now Lincolnwood will have to make their own luck at this point, down six as we get into the latter stages of the game.
Yeah, the double play made it look like they were going to get out of it, not any runs, and sure enough, it ended up being a big inning for the Nokomis.
Desi Pitchford up there. Here's a pitch hit to the first baseman, fielded cleanly there in foul territory, and quickly one down. And boy, over at first, Jonas covers a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
And that was a tough play. And that wind was going to blow that ball to the fence and away from her, and she made a good running catch on it.
So now it's up to Walker to start something here in this top of the fifth. It's a first shot foul off the fence, right side, 0-1. One delivery here from Gannett on the outer portion, a wave and a miss there. 0-2, and I think Jade's getting stronger as this game wears on.
I think that extra few runs really hyped her up a little too on her throwing.
0-2 on the way. This one low. Hale digs it out of the dirt, does a little mining. 1-2. Has a little bit of a crouch, small strike zone in doing so with that knee bend. Here's a pitch upstairs outside to go to the first base umpire, and they'll say just out of the zone, 2-2. Offering on the way, and comes up empty. Strikeout, two quick outs here for the Lancers as they're starting to run out of outs.
Gannett now 7 Ks and 0 walks in this ballgame. She's been sharp all game long.
So we're back at it here. Shelby had a strikeout in her first appearance. Now we're over. Morgan standing in there, Morgan Caldry. Wide open stance. Here's a pitch inside. Low gets away from the catcher. No one on, no consequence. 2-0. Here's a shot, right, grounder just out of the reach of the third baseman, and a single as Lincolnwood tries to start a two-out rally.
Yeah, time runs out pretty quick in softball. You got to chip away sooner or later before you get to that last inning.
So that will bring in Pope, who singled and scored her last time up. She offers at a pitch in the lower part of the strike zone, 0-1.
More of a golf swing than a bat swing that time.
Ready for an afternoon at Shoal Creek, which I am, but not today.
It might help your game, you never know.
Yeah, send me to the 10th hole. Here's a shot threatening the cars. The car's saying, "What did I do to you?" 0-2 quickly. Two down quickly for the Lancers. And a wave and a miss. And that's a quick one, quick inning there for the Nokomis Redskins as we head to the bottom of the fifth. They're still leading by 6-8-2. You're listening to high school softball on W. All right. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. There we go. We jump into the bottom of the fifth. And boy, a mean shot there to open up the inning. And a nice play out there in the outfield.
Yeah, Sydney Glick finally got a ball that she didn't have to watch go over the fence. Made a good play coming in and made a catch.
So one down quickly for Nokomis as this logistical nightmare that is calling baseball. I haven't gotten a gust, top gust figure, but I saw they were talking about gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and I don't doubt it. So here's a wave and a miss at the first pitch, 0-1, and once again, standing in there, Jonas, who did okay the last time up, I would say, blasted a vicious homer over the center field wall and might have hit that one out at 250. Here's a shot right side. Boy, she is just physical. You know, she gets got those long arms, really gets some torque as she turns around the bat through the zone.
And I think she had two strikes on her when she hit the homer, didn't she?
She did. In that two-strike, 0-2 hole, and fought back. Here she's in a 1-2 hole. Here's a grounder to second, and that one will play clean 4-3.
Ah, there's one of our gusts. I'll take away a clipboard.
Oh, always a joy. Well, if you don't like a challenge, well, we have Aubrey standing in there, and she has homered and singled today. Two runs scored. Hits a grounder to third, and that will be a nice 6-3 put out. Good throw there on the hot corner from Desi.
Yeah, Desi Pitchford. She made a quick play. That was the key. She didn't hesitate at all. Fielded and threw in about the same motion.
So Lincolnwood, nice effort to try to stay in this one, keeping that deficit to six runs. The top of the sixth is on the way next. 8-2 your score, Nokomis in the lead. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Well, right now the score, now this is not complaining, I'm just trying to make this an interesting story. It's like, well, I don't want to hear about his job, how difficult it is. It's just the wind is about to rip my page off the scorebook. It's just that kind of nutty day. Looking at the first pitch, 1-0 is Rainwater. This one catching the outside, almost catching the outside corner, but it will go as ball two. And, you know, I don't think the score indicates the kind of performance Rainwater has had. Just some strong hitting. And you know, she hasn't had control issues. Had a good afternoon.
And Nokomis, that big inning. Actually, they got... She got that double play, and then they got the four runs. I think that really, really hurt her in this ball game.
So here we go, 3-0 as she has a nice eye on the opening three pitches. The 3-0 comes, and it catches the outside corner, 3-1.
Annette, no walks in this game so far. 8 strikeouts, so she's been sharp.
3-1 on the way. This one fouled. Off the plate, I believe. And it goes to 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way as Gannett and Rainwater have gone the distance so far. Here's a shot to right center. And boy, the center fielder, boy, just called it. Handled with authority, and Dangbar, nice little work of outfield work.
Yeah, she got a heck of a jump on that, didn't she? That looked like it was in between the outfielders when it went up in the air.
So, F8, if you're scoring at home. Sydney Glick stands in, left-handed batter. Boy, hits this one with authority straight away. Center. You know, when you talk about it not being your day. Let's see, where's my trusty flag? I don't know if the wind put a kind of a kibosh on that or not. Pardon me for using a slang word.
Coming from that angle, it could have just kind of knocked it down a little bit. Boy, Addison did a good job there. Dingbar, because that's a tough one to catch when it's lined right at you and kind of having a little hooking action.
But I tell you what, this is a day where obviously practice, you can have all the natural talent in the world, but it takes practice to know those angles and what the softball's going to do. And we've seen some great outfield work. Two down here is Lincolnwood is down to four outs. Here's another mean shot back behind the screen. No shortage of desire. That certainly is not the problem with the situation on the scoreboard right now. Milberg, who singled her last time up. Up there with a 1-1 count. Looks at a pitch outside, 2-1.
Well, you kind of go back to Nokomis' big inning. Two C&I ground balls got through. One hit hard, one hit really soft. And, yeah, that's how you start a big inning sometimes. And here, Lincolnwood hits it hard twice for two quick outs.
Here comes the 2-1 to pitch. Low 3-1. Delivery on the way, and this one, boy, just outside. That was maybe just above the letters.
First walk of the ball game for Gannett.
So one apiece, I believe. Nope, I stand corrected.
2-1, though.
Not the first time.
Yeah, not. Let's face it, both girls have pitched well. We haven't seen a lot of walks in this game. That's the third one in the whole game.
Tell you what, it takes a master to chalk a game, make it windproof here today, and the lines have held up pretty well. A lot of traveling dirt. So two down now, and a runner on.
Now you wonder, you get up to the sixth inning, that's when pitchers sometimes get in a little funk.
Here's a shot to short, and that will be a quick 5-4 put out to close it out. So Lincolnwood gets a runner on, but can advance her. 8-2, your score. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. Nokomis leading the Lancers right now. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. You know, I think of the scorebook, Carl, and I think of the Star Spangled Banner and that flag at Fort McHenry in Baltimore and the beating it took. Here's a first pitch jumped on by Gannett, and the shortstop can't get a handle on it. I think we'll go, you're calling it E6, I believe, in that one.
E6. Had time to field the ball. Would have been an easy play, but she just didn't quite get down on to the field to field it.
I can see why some of the colleges have slick turf, too. You know, I wonder if sometimes that little bit of dirt makes it just a little harder to see the ball coming your way. Or maybe I'm just doing PR, I don't know. But runner on. As Gannett reaches. And Wanger up there again. Wanger reached on a walk last time up. Looks at a called strike, 0-1. Nokomis looking for insurance, and who isn't? Pitch downstairs. After another pitch into strike zone, it moves to 1-2. Here's a wave and a miss at a pitch downstairs. Thought the catcher might have dropped it, but that wasn't the case, and the runner was retired without making the run to complete run to first. So one down now. And we're back to the top of the order. Emma Sneddon, last time up, hit into that 1-2-3 double play.
But even after that, they came up with a little rally and scored, what, four runs after that? In that big double play at the time.
Here's a foul ball, and the catcher not able to track it down in time.
Catch 22, if it hung up long enough, Sean, it would have went out of territory because the wind would have blew it away.
So a 1-1 count. Both pitchers going from start to finish so far. Pitch outside, low and away. 2-1. Here's a chop to second. That will go to the shortstop for the force out. Lead runner off the board. Two down.
Good play by Walker. I mean, she's seen that she had the lead runner and took that opportunity. Don't think they had any chance for a double play, but a good toss over to Pope.
So that will bring in Dangbar. Dangbar tripled and scored, singled as well. Singled and scored, so a couple of runs for Addison today. Takes a look at ball one, now jumps on the 1-0 and tries to maximize the value of that aluminum bat. Wave and a miss, 1-1. Sneddon on first. Here's a shot. The pitcher can't find a handle. Shortstop will make the throw to first, but not in time. That was a tough one at 90 feet, much less 80.
Well, that's going to be your basic base hit there. That pitcher can't make all those plays. She's made a couple good ones, though.
So runners at first and second. And Engelman stands in there. Engelman reached on air. She jumps on the first pitch. This one goes to the edge of the infield and lands, and Nokomis will rack up another run.
Another one of those innings, Sean, and I tell you, the ball's just hit where no one is to field.
So a single there, and now it's 9-2.
I think the wind was holding the ball up in the air for them, too, but they still couldn't get to it.
So a 3-for-4 day for Dangbar. I take that back. That was Engelman's first single. Now Bailey's standing in. Bailey reached on a walk earlier. Jumps on that pitch down the left field line, drifts foul. Hit that one for all it was worth. She's in a 0-2 hole with two down here in the bottom of the sixth.
Had a lot of two-run, two-out hits, haven't we? I mean, a lot of runs on those two-out hits in this ballgame.
So the 0-2 comes plate with a chop to the pitcher, and she fields it cleanly. Rainwater gets it over to first base to Webb for the putout. And it's 9-2, and a tall order for the Lancers. They are down by 7. They'll need 7 to extend this contest. Inning number 7 on the way. You're listening to High School Softball. on WSMI. Oh, well, Carl DeBar, it is a, you know, this was a game where Lincolnwood jumped on top, and it looked like they were the team to beat in the early going, and Nokomis, I wouldn't say little by little, just took it over.
Well, they got their tying two-run homers. We had the game going into the third inning, but when Nokomis got that one big inning, Sean, when every little flare seemed to go their way, and that's a key a lot of times, is just getting a little lucky on where you hit the ball. That was the killer.
And Lincolnwood, first shot, first pitch, drilled in the direction of the pitcher, but a nice play there by Gannett. And quickly one down, Marissa Webb retired. So, Nokomis two outs away from closing this one out. Pitchford now standing in there.
Gannett, a big game. 8 strikeouts, just that one walk.
Pitchford, with Walker as Lincolnwood is in the bottom of the order, trying to get the top of the order back in into this inning and trying to rally to move it to the bottom of the seventh. Looks at a pitch, 1-0. Pitch low and inside, 2-0. Walker on deck. Two all on the way. Here's a tap foul along the baseline. They will say it stayed fair and fielded and forced there by the sure-handed Jonas.
It had that spin, Sean, and it basically ended up right on the line as the chalk was flying from the ball touching it.
When it's your day, it's your day.
It has been Nokomis' more day than it has been Lincolnwood's today.
I'm going to double check. We may have a pinch hitter here. Into the contest here, number one, getting into the here's a swing and a shot to the pitcher and a nice play there by Gannett to first. 1-3 to close it out. Well, your final score, 9-2, Nokomis winning on a blustery, windy day where it, you know, just you really have to bear down. It really takes discipline to win out on a game like this, and credit to both teams. There's you know, everybody's got to deal with nature, and you know, they didn't show any frustration. They just played a hard seven out here today. We'll be back to wrap it up. Nokomis gets the victory at home. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. All right, here we are, folks. We have seen a game here where, you know, there were some dramatic moments, some nice pitching along the way, and hey, the kids shined today. It was a fun ball game to watch. You know, usually when you say 9-2, it doesn't sound like a fun afternoon of softball, but I think we got it, and we saw some fine pitching and fine outfield work and certainly distinguished efforts at the plate.
Yeah, you'd have to say the game wasn't sloppy by no means. Both teams played pretty solid defense. I think there was an error or two on both sides. That's about it. Nokomis just took advantage of once they got, and you know, this is with two outs. It looked like Lincolnwood had pulled it off and got out of that big jam. That was probably the key of the game when they scored 4 runs after they get the double play with the bases loaded, but it still ends up 4 runs scored for Nokomis.
I mean, Rainwater with a strong performance, racked up her fair share of strikeouts, blast a 2-run homer there in the third, scoring Pope. You know, they take the 2-0 lead in the third, and you think, well, it looks like we have some of the ingredients for win number 6. For the Lancers, but you know, Nokomis comes back strong. They get a single from Sneddon, Dangbar triples, and Bailey comes through, and they get a two runs of their own in the bottom of the third, tie it up, and then they just went to work. And then the fourth inning, they really took care of business as Jonas hit that blast, a two-run blast, and more runs poured on throughout the through the game. But boy, you know, we saw a great hit there by Gannett. And
how about her pitching?
I mean, my word.
She was tough all game, let's face it. Yeah, eight Ks, one walk.
Yeah, she got better as the game wore on. And again, runners at second and third. That's the key moment of the game.
Yeah,
Lincoln Woods, second and third. And
let's see, there's no out or one out?
I think it was one out.
One out, so you really feel like you should at least get that one run home if you can just get a slow grounder in the middle infield. But they didn't get any runs there. And sometimes that just kind of puts your offense in a little slump.
Yeah, this is the kind of game you build some momentum from, and hats off to both clubs, but Nokomis getting it done and taking advantage of the home cooking here this afternoon.
Did a great job. Both teams, like I say, played a pretty solid ball game, but Nokomis looked for the sharpest, obviously.
Well, we appreciate everyone turning out, listening out there, and we'll have some more great action this weekend. Looking forward to the big games in the county baseball tournament in Raymond this weekend.
I believe it starts about 10 a.m. in the morning. We'll have all our county teams playing at Lancers Ballpark right there in Raymond.
And again, I would talk about going to Shoal between games, but you know, people talk and they post things on social media like, I saw the worst slice I've ever seen in Raymond. So I don't think I'll endanger the traffic on 48 that day. Well, Carl, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again for joining us and bearing with the sound of the howling wind out here. It sounds like we're in Big Sky country, but that's part of the fun of it all. That's a wrap for us. Thanks again to Jennifer Graham running the controls. Sean Bellette, Carl DeBar saying so long from Nokomis High School on WSMI.